During her first foreign trip as Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice was hoping to rebuild U.S. ties with Europe.
We have had our disagreements, but it is time to turn away from the disagreements of the past. It is time to open a new chapter in our relationship and a new chapter in our alliance.
That's Condoleezza Rice speaking in Paris. Joining us now to talk about the state of U.S.-European relations are two close observers of the Transatlantic Alliance. André Cuspy is a professor of American history at the Sorbonne in Paris, and he's on the line. Welcome.
Hello.
And we're also joined by Joseph Jaffe. He is the editor and publisher of Die Zeit, a national newspaper in Germany. And welcome to you again.
Hello from Hamburg.
Let's start in Paris, if we can, with Mr. Cuspy. I'm curious how widely followed Secretary of State Rice's visit and her big speech in Paris was in France.
The speech was awaited with impatience, I would say. The hostility in France against American foreign policy is very strong. What was new was her will to find a way of conciliating France and the United States, Europe and the United States, to remember that there is a very strong relationship between the two continents and between the two countries.
Joseph Jaffe in Hamburg, you've spoken to us a number of times in the past about European concerns about the United States. Did you hear anything new as Secretary of State Rice moved around the continent?
Yes and no. There's a general sense of relief on the part of the Europeans, even America's rivals, France and Germany, that the bitterness is over, and so both sides have been sending out signals, let's overcome the bitterness and recrimination of the past and see whether we can start on a new agenda. Point two, I think, the anti-Americanism that reached a kind of hysterical crescendo in 2002 and 3 had to do with fear of American power unbound. And now I think the Europeans are, if I may use that term, less hysterical because they've seen that power not laid low, but devalued. And that contributes to the European relief.
André Cuspy in Paris, I want to come back to the point that Mr. Jaffe just made there. Is it easier for Europeans to think about and deal with the United States because the war in Iraq has been a difficult war?
Well, in fact, we consider that the war in Iraq was not a right war. But now it's too late to discuss the reasons, the origins of the war. The war has been fought, and that we have to draw consequences from the war. We recognize that we have to participate, not fully in the reconstruction of Iraq, but in some parts.
Joseph Jaffe, that first point that you made, while it may be realistic, is still a little disturbing to think about from this side of the Atlantic that American difficulties in Iraq, American casualties in Iraq, would make it easier for the Europeans to deal with the United States.
Now, the point I would like to bring across is, you know, there was this point in American history which we call the Great Awakening. And I would call this now, across the Atlantic, the Great Sobering Up on both sides. The Europeans have learned that, hard as they may try, they cannot stop the American giant. On the U.S., there is a sobering up in the sense that it was very easy to win a war. I mean, that was a brilliant campaign. But it's not so easy to win the peace. In order to win the peace, you do need friends and allies, no matter how ornery and nasty they may have been, as the Germans and the French have been at some point in the game.
André Cuspy in Paris, is it fair to say that France has wanted and still wants to rival the United States for influence in many parts of the world?
Well, I regret to say that's true. I regret to say it because, in fact, France does not have the strength necessary to rival the United States, but she wants to be still a world power. I think we have the feeling in France that now, for the United States, Europe, not only France, but Europe, is a regional power and is not supposed to be a world power as the United States is.
The problem, I think, with France, it's like most of the Europeans. It's an economy power always looking for an upgrade.
Yeah.
That makes it so difficult for France to actually get its way.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. But for the Americans, I think Europe exists, And Europe can be a power, mostly an economic power, not a political one, not a military one. France is not a world power any longer.
André Caspi is a professor of American history at the Sorbonne in Paris. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
We've also been speaking with Joseph Jaffe. He's editor and publisher of Die Zeit, a national newspaper in Germany. Thank you.
Thank you.